Omega Point by Bruce Stewart, with Dinsdale Landon and Sidney Taffler. Omega Point.
Do you hear, Julie?
That sound?
That one eye.
What's so special about it?
Just like last night. Have you got it?
It's on tape, yes.
The time?
1930. But Archie...
1930, 100 hours, just like last night again. By God, there's a pattern here somewhere. There's got to be. Lord knows what it is, Julie. What can it mean?
Now, wait. Decompress, calm down. The last heart tremor you brought on gave me palpitations, Archie. I'm trained as a radar technician, not a blessed SRN. I can't be expected...
Don't you believe everything you hear about my heart, young woman. It's kept me at my dials and switches since before the war. And it'll do the same again, maybe, if people won't keep telling me it's not up to its job. Oh, playback.
Playback.
There. Now, what is it?
We're absolutely convinced it's... something, are we?
It's got a definite character.
Good or bad?
Oh, can't you hear anything?
Hold on. I'll loop the tape so we can get a continuous run.
You get an ear for things. After 5 years running the monitoring section of a place like Tor Sands, you get an ear for every damn sound the complex can come up with. Murmur from the nuclear furnace, computer functions, even seabirds crashing into the perimeter fence. But this... is outside the range.
Maybe it's a rumble from Whitehall.
Hmm?
Ooh, we seem to be on our way to the limbo of forgotten things, haven't you heard? On the 6 o'clock news, it said the Atomic Energy Authority had finally decided not to go ahead with its program for further fast-reactor nuclear power stations like Tor Sands, so that leaves us all...
Oh, they don't know where they're putting their arms and their legs, those fellows in London. One day they'll choke on their own contortions.
We've still got the ozone, the noble cliffs by night, I suppose. We can hardly complain. Right. All looped up.
No, it's not radioactive response. No, nothing of that sort. I never heard simple interference with a structure like it before.
Gremlin? The little people?
Is Harry Claudius around tonight, do you know?
Harry? Should be in about 2100. He's taken the night shift this week to help solve his problem in logistics, he says.
What problem in logistics?
Ah, well, once the new fail-safe devices are locked into the vigilance system after 6 p.m., is he being employed to protect the computer, or is the computer working to protect him?
One day Harry Claudius will kid himself clean out of his job here. Mm. He's too comic by half for a security chief. But listen to it, Julie. Now, just listen. Did you ever hear anything just the same before?
I'm beginning to see what you mean about it having a character.
The exact same sound picked up at the exact same hour last night. Now, what does it mean? What?
I don't feel myself at all. Come to that, I don't feel anyone else either. What strange insight indeed. The night of Plato, Aquinas, and Arthur Kersler lies before Harry Claudius tonight, I wonder.
Attention. Attention. Take five vigilance. You have tripped a security circuit.
Ah, my old adversary, the Tor Sands nuclear power station computer. Of course, they've switched you over to surveillance, haven't they? The electronic watchdog, wakeful while mere flesh and blood sleeps.
Voice imprint and identity procedure. Commence.
Yes, nothing to worry about here, old tiger at the gates.
It's merely Otis P. Fillimore, the travelling dentist, come to make an impression. Lower the drawbridge.
Voice imprint and identity procedure. Imperative commence.
Oh, didn't I oblige? Well, Fergus McMortlack, the Scots whiskey adulterer. How about that, hmm? I didn't want to admit it at first, but as you appreciate, either I get to the decanters before the staff does, or they find out what they've been missing all these years, and what happens to the bar profits then, hmm? Things. 2, 3, 4.
Voice imprint inconclusive. Identity uncertain.
Well, you've got a problem, O contrivance. Hey-ho for artifacts, Lib. Now, shall I try Occam's razor on you just to screw things up with a vengeance? Or do you already feel that subtle kinship, with a chameleon on a tartan blanket?
Emergency.
Ah, flummoxed, quite.
Priority operations. Emergency procedure.
It's amazing, isn't it, hmm? 100,000 quid's worth of precision equipment, but you can upset its apple cart as easily as if it were a 2-bob watch.
Hey! Hmm? What's going on there? What's happening?
As I live and breathe, Dr. Rashleigh. Now, don't tell me you've been excluded from the joy of the Lord, too.
I was taking a turn on the cliffs. What's gone wrong, for goodness sake?
Well, the computer's taking a turn. Rather a nasty one, by the signs.
Oh. Was it your doing?
Mine? Oh, for shame. Well, you know I subscribe regularly to Friends of Technology. I could hardly pass an abandoned vacuum cleaner without shedding coke.
Shut up, Claudius. I know you delight in messing up the computer's operations whenever you get the chance. It's childish behavior, and moreover... No! Intercept procedure. Dr. Charles Rashleigh, voice imprint BY444. Abort emergency. Abort.
Voice imprint positive. Identity positive. Abort.
Remarkable. I swear it understands every word you say.
The computer is programmed to receive intercept procedures from me, naturally. What else? Ultimately, I'm responsible for its operation.
You mean you hamstring the computer so the computer can hamstring everyone else? Seems like a waste of time all around. Look, can't we just agree not to tread on each other's toes or poke curious fingers in each other's pies?
Now, listen to me, Claudius. I've put a lot of time and thought into programming the computer here. Whether you appreciate it or not, this new voice imprint procedure we've installed is a major advance in cybernetics. Banks and financial institutions generally in the United States are putting it in as a regular thing. It provides a more reliable identity check even than fingerprints as security chief. You should rejoice in that.
Believe me or believe me not, Doctor, as security chief, I hardly even rejoice to see a new dawn anymore.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what it's like, to wake up in the morning and ask yourself, is there any real point in getting out of bed? Or to put that another way, where does a poor robin fly when the south wind blows northerly?
Oh, for
you and your marvellous machine are doing me out of relevance, Dr. Rashleigh. Now, that's a critical situation. Like even the homeliest of girls, I need to be needed.
You know, Claudius, it sometimes occurs to me you're against computers as such. You look on them as rivals to mankind, or some such foolishness, and that's bunkum, superstition. A computer can only do what a man instructs it to do.
Odd how it doesn't console me to hear you say that. Still, around Tor Sands, one learns to live with oddity after a time.
Oh, really? In what way?
Why, it's palpable, isn't it? The fuzziness around the edges, the sense of abreaction, as though over the gates there ought to be inscribed, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here." Oh, perhaps it'll change once we've got the broker's men in. Oh,
broker's men? Why, do you have to reduce everything to absurdity? The director, Dr. Mary Bone, and I have known for some months now that the fast reactor program probably wouldn't be going ahead. But none of that will affect Tor Sands. Tor Sands will continue as usual.
Speaking of gates, incidentally, how do we get this one open under the circumstances? Or are we condemned to stay outside all night for having been cheeky?
Activate the security circuit and get computer response. Then... one moment. That's the gate phone. Gate 5... Rashleigh speaking.
Rashleigh, It's Ted Ransley. It's the director here.
Ah, Dr. Kearney.
What happened? What went wrong? An emergency. What did intruders?
What's up?
It's the director, and he's in a state. Well, as it happens, sir...
Answer me. Did someone try to break in? I checked with Dr. Bone. All operations are normal in the nuclear furnace, so it must be the perimeter.
Yes, well, it was. Here at Gate 5, but you see the...
Who tried to break in? Who? Presley, there mustn't be any trouble. Not at this time.
Well, perhaps. You'd better have a word with Mr. Claudius, director.
What? No, wait a minute.
Claudius is there.
Ah, good evening, Dr. Cherney. Forgive me for trying your patience, but if you like, you can drop over and try mine sometime.
Claudius, This is your doing. You started that emergency.
Well, to consider those queries systematically...
The truth. You know I can fire you. Throw you out of Torsan.
Yeah, well, of course.
But don't play games with me. I must have cooperation from my staff. Ever since I came back from the United States, I felt there were forces working against me.
Yeah. You're not kidding, Rashleigh. He is in a state. A bad one.
I know.
Force is causing trouble. I don't want any trouble. Not now. Everything must go smoothly now.
Order and order.
Please. Is it so much to ask? I want calm to do my work. The work of science. You don't know how difficult it is. I am committed to the work of science. All my life it has been like that. No trouble anymore. There's been enough trouble. Just cooperation, help and support.
Well, Archie, what's the beat?
Hurry. Lord, man, you took your time, didn't you?
Well, where's the fire? Hmm? Your message just said, look in after I clocked on.
Look in urgently.
Harry. No, disappointed again.
Hmm?
The day is going to dawn when you'll walk into this room and actually notice me before I have to call attention to my presence. I feel convinced of it.
Yes, I live in that faith too, Julie. But let's not forget Hindus, Muslims and Taoists live in quite other faiths. So now we're going to argue about religion. After all, we haven't been to each other. Hmm? Can you justify that?
Oh, look, give it away, can't you? Even if it was funny, I still wouldn't like it.
Who's being funny? I made an honest mistake. I was glancing at the Geiger counter for a reading as I came in, so naturally I missed her. And she does her hair the same way.
Meet me on the beach at midnight. I'll bring my youthful passion, you bring the thermal.
I'll have to get it back from my ex-wife first. When she finally got her settlement through, it even included some things we never possessed. I sometimes wondered if she left me.
Yes. Now you're not being funny, all right.
Oh, shut up and listen. Hey, give us a bit more volume on this, Julie.
Oh, you're right.
So, Harry, what do you think?
Think of what?
That sound.
Well, I don't know. Well, what is it? Something particular?
I can't tell you that.
What's the source?
I can't tell you that either. I picked it off the air at 19:30 last night, and at the exact same time again tonight.
The exact same sound?
Yeah, as far as I can tell.
Well, what interested you in it?
There have been others, I think. Different times over the last few months. I probably just began to notice.
Well, what are you calling it? Something that needn't bother us? A curiosity or a security matter?
You decide.
Could be a directional signal, you know. Radio hands.
Funny kind of directional signal. It goes by in a 3-second optimum. You'd have to be an acoustic genius to pick it up.
Yes, that's a thought. Now, can we slow it down a bit, Julie?
Of course.
What good will slow you down to?
Wait and see. The slowest run possible.
Right.
Yeah. A complex pattern. Not just interference, Archie.
No.
It sounds almost as though...
Yes, Julie?
Oh, I didn't know. But as though it were meant to be like that.
Or even slower. Yes. Now hold on.
Why did you do that?
Archie, Do you by any chance remember in the last days of the war, the French underground started sending out signals the Germans couldn't make head or tail of?
Yeah, I vaguely remember something.
What? Well, it was a 9 days wonder when it lasted. Now, what the French had done, in fact, was to take a recorded message and speed it up until it could be transmitted as a bleep.
Mm-hmm.
On the receiving end, it was then necessary to catch the bleep and slow it down again to understand the message. But the Germans never woke up to that.
Oh. Wait a bit. You mean...
Yeah, it was a viable technique. It fooled a lot of people a lot of the time.
Is that Harry, that's cloak and dagger stuff.
Well, yeah. I suppose it is.
Oh, no, Luke, are you seriously suggesting...
I'm suggesting nothing, Archie. I'm merely remarking on the fact, wondering if it may be relevant.
What does that mean?
Now, what do we do here most of our lives, Play nursemaid to a new type of nuclear reactor in case it should leak, blow up or be sabotaged, and second fiddle to a computer that's programmed to do most of the security work for us. Is it any wonder we feel the need to take wild leaps in the dark from time to time? Now, we'll need two tape decks, Julie.
Right.
You're daft. If there's anything in what you see, it'll probably be some practical joke.
Now, what we have to do is to record from the master tape at its slowest run onto a second tape at its fastest speed.
Someone taking the mickey.
And then we slow that one down and record onto the third one in the same way. Right. Spool back. Slow down. Record again.
Those aren't words. That's never a voice. Ugh, you're chasing moonbeams. You could produce the same effect analyzing bloody static, star echoes.
You want to pack it in, Archie? I know you've been on since 1400.
I'm all right. I just don't like wasting my time.
Well, this could still prove to be bloody static or to star echo. I'm the first to admit it. But you're the one who plucked it out of the ether, maintaining it could be something else.
We've done 20 re-recordings so far, haven't we? Well, shouldn't we be getting something positive by now?
Now, back in the wartime, they didn't have such sophisticated equipment as we do today, Archie. Maybe 5, 10 re-recordings were all they could hope to handle and retain clarity. I mean, today it could be hundreds.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, even when they got the message out, they usually found it was in code.
Copy up. Somebody give me a hand.
You're right there, Julie. Play it again, Sam.
Oh, shut up.
One lump or two?
None. I gave it up for lint.
Together with affability, approachability, and the pretense of togetherness.
Again?
It'll do for starters. Forget it. Did I hear Archie getting cross just now?
Well, you know Archie. When he's involved, he's grumpy.
He shouldn't get tired.
And why should I forget it anyway? Now, see here, young woman. If you've some criticism to make of me, type it out in triplicate and address it to my lawyers. Having addressed it to my lawyers, throw it in the waste paper basket and ring the council to ask why the dustmen haven't been. And after that, you may go. I may go, too.
Harry, you love to kid, don't you? But when you kid, you're rattling the chips on your shoulder. I've come to recognise the syndrome. Your divorce was how long ago?
Oh, that damn divorce.
But
I didn't come here to...
It's a constant standard of reference, isn't it? We always seem to be coming back to it somehow or other. Tonight again. Was it really such an earth-shattering experience for you? Was she such a bitch? Are you by any chance carrying a torch?
You ask questions like there was a shortage.
I might as well be interested for all the good not giving a damn does.
Ah, I see. You've capitulated at last. Come with me to the Casbah. Or perhaps on balance it might be better to wait till the Casbah comes to us. I mean, the hygiene's dreadful down there tonight. They all laughed at Louis Pasteur. Well, his
Look,
material was good.
Stop
but
it. I just want to know what makes you tick. 10 months I've been at Torsands and you're still an enigma to me. Sometimes you just seem a square peg in a round hole.
Yes, but that's my Serbo-Croat accent. But I've had it surgically removed, you know. Give the scars a chance to heal and then...
What's a man like you doing in security work? Why would you...
Well. Don't stop there. I mean, it's worse than a Flash Gordon fade-out.
I don't know. Nobody knows. Anything but this, anyway. You've nothing in common with Torsands. You hate the place. It's obvious and everything it stands for.
Relevance, again. Yes, it's a recurring theme. Security work. It was just something I drifted into, Julie. I was at Anglesey on the old Magnox station, then got into the fast reactor program and so to Torsands. I can't give you any deeper explanation. It seemed as sensible at the time as making a fortune or composing the Hallelujah Chorus. Now, as to my divorce...
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to ask the information department about that.
Information department? Mm-hmm. What's the information department?
I regret I'm not permitted to pass on that intelligence. You'll have to inquire from the...
Yes, I should have seen it coming. Why do I bother?
Harry, listen to this.
What is it, Archie?
Come and listen, man. No, it's still all just noises. In my view, meaningless sounds. I can't discern any damn code or anything in it. But there's something very peculiar has just emerged.
Which is?
Now, listen to this. It's the first sound on the tape, remember?
The first. What is it? I didn't hear anything.
Harry? I'm not sure. Now, hit me again. Yes. It's quite clear. Of course. It's saying Omega Point.
Omega Point?
Hmm. Omega Point.
Mr. Betsy, old mindless machine. Are you everywhere? Hmm?
Do you move in the bowels of the torpent like sewage?
Voice imprint and identity procedure. Commence.
Charlie Fagend, the ashtray cleaner, knocking on Dr. Cherney's door to see if he's taken up smoking again. What with the government warning printed on the side of every packet and the increased price of fuel for lighters, I'm becoming redundant.
Mr. Claudius.
Ah.
You. Yes, I suppose I might have known.
Why, Dr. Bone.
Emergency procedure.
Is it him? Is it Claudius?
Yes, Director, as you might expect.
Emergency.
Intercept procedure. Dr. Mary Bone, voice imprint AX222. Abort emergency. Abort.
Voice imprint positive. Identity positive. Abort.
He's mad. Claudius is a crazy man.
Mr. Claudius, it would really make life so much easier for everybody at Tor Sands if you could just get it through your head that the computer is not a toy invented for your amusement.
Oh, bless me, Doctor. I don't think anything as insidious as that. I stand in awe of its ever-expanding capabilities, in fact. I mean, I notice, for instance, it now seems programmed to receive and intercept procedures from you as well as from Dr. Rushley.
Oh, what's surprising about that? The nuclear furnace is my exclusive concern. I need direct control.
You keep late hours, too. Getting on for 2200, and you're still minding the shop. I didn't really expect to find the director's office on surveillance, that's all. I mean, is there something wrong?
Of course not. Why should you ask a thing like that? The director and I were simply engaged in private conversation.
What does Claudius want? What is he there for?
I need a word, Director. Polyadelphus.
What?
Well, that'll do for the word. It's Greek. You should brush up on your Greek, Dr. Cherney.
Director, should I...
Oh, please. I'm busy.
Tell you what. I'll get the Greek. You brush up on him.
I see. Then you say this signal or whatever it is you picked up contains a distinct pattern of sounds once it's slowed down. And even these may be coded.
No, well, that's just a guess at the moment.
Only one of them makes sense of any sort, however. And this is the first one in a series which is...
Omega Point.
Omega Point, exactly. Yes.
So, what do we do now? Talk about the chances of a dollar revaluation in the autumn.
I'm not completely sure why you're bothering the director with this, Mr. Claudius.
Not sure, Dr. Bone. Now, look. A chance radio signal with an identifiable sound pattern once it's slowed down is remarkable enough. But that same signal with the coinage Omega Point on it...
What is so special about Omega Point?
Special?
Yes. Why do you keep harping on Omega Point? What is there to make of an issue of in that?
Well, the Omega Point conference last year.
Louisville, Kentucky. December 5th to the 12th.
Which, quite. I seem to remember, the director attended.
Attended?
Mm-hmm.
I was there for a few early sessions. Nothing more. I was due in Boston the same week. I couldn't stay.
Well, didn't it all break up in confusion or something?
Break up in confusion? What are you talking about, Claudius? Well, what have you come here to say to me? Is it an exact accusation?
Accusation? What kind of accusation? Director, I'm supposed to be security chief at Tor Sands, and you're in charge of the whole box and dice. And I have to report to you about this, for God's sake.
Yet it may be meaningless, utterly meaningless.
Or it may warrant a full-scale inquiry, a royal commission or the Archbishop of Canterbury to cast out the devils. I mean, we just can't ignore it anyway. I mean, why should you want to?
I don't! As far as Omega Point is concerned, I desire... You don't understand. The Omega Point conference was a great failure, yes. There was no real agreement. People went home... disappointed.
I think all of us felt a bit let down, Mr. Claudius.
All of us?
Well, the scientific establishment generally. Amiga point. A brave idea. For a long time before the conference, you see, leading world scientists of all disciplines had begun to feel that an end point, an Amiga point, was fast approaching. With his belligerence, greed, and exploitation of the environment, man was encompassing his own destruction. Concerted scientific action could still possibly save him. So it was decided to call an international conference to settle what that action should be. But unhappily at Louisville, no true agreement ensued.
Mm, which represents a victory for the workers over the management. I mean, properly looked at.
I'm sorry?
You know, I forget who it was who said that the great achievement of the 20th century was that the laboratory had finally overthrown the Kirk. Oh, but he was a fool, wasn't he? Mm? The laboratory has simply taken over everything that made the Kirk so well worth putting down. The holier-than-thou attitude, the arrogance, the paternalism.
Don't you agree that at this point in time, man really needs a little assistance in not destroying himself?
Yet wasn't it the scientists gave him the instruments of destruction in the first place? The bomb, industrialization, assorted forms of fallout?
No. If it weren't for science, man would still be an ignoramus, cringing in a cave, afraid of his own shadow. You know that perfectly well. Science hasn't failed man. Man has failed science.
Ah, in the beginning was the test tube. Fundamentalism again.
What?
Oh, if it gets back, you said it, Dr. Burton.
Oh, please, what is this all about? I have work to do. Important work.
The work of science. Yes, it seems to be what we've been talking about. And it keeps you burning the midnight oil, too.
Thank you, Claudius. I'm grateful for your information about this signal or whatever it may turn out to be. I will consider the whole matter carefully and come to some conclusions.
And that's the end of the sentence.
Now go away, I'm busy.
But you can't leave it like that. By God, no, Dr. Cherney. If you won't treat this as a genuine security problem, I'll have to go over your head.
Get out! Cooperation is what I need. Help!
Please, Mr. Claudius, outside.
Don't you bully me, Doctor. My father's bigger than yours.
Why can't I get cooperation? Is it so much to ask?
What about the Greek? Do I send him back to Papadopoulos' restaurant where I got him from?
Get out! Go!
But without a Mozart voucher?
I will not have this insolence!
You're a very cruel man, Mr. Claudius. The director's a little overtired at the moment. Now, surely that's obvious.
Now, shouldn't that read sick in translation?
No. There's simply been a lot of pressure. Is it working too hard? I have to see the nuclear furnace in a few minutes. Perhaps you'd better accompany me.
Ooh, is that a proposition?
There's something I must say to you.
It's my second tonight. How happy could I be with either if both of you just went away?
Damn it, it's nonsense. Gibberish. It's got to be.
Archie, now drink this.
What is it?
Some hot soup. You're going to sit over that tape deck half the night.
Oh, don't be bloody silly. I'm not an invalid.
You're putting a big strain on yourself, and I'm not even sure I know why.
Because I mean to show Harry Claudius he's a fool. A coded message sped up and then transmitted as a bleep. He's crazy. Apart from the Omega point at the start, which could be some kind of mad coincidence for all we know, there is nothing on that tape that would ever break down into sense. Just disassociated sounds.
It certainly seems so.
Disassociated sounds, aye. Hey. Oh. So wait a bit.
What is it?
Why, by the Lord in heaven, Julie, that couldn't be it, could it?
What? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Now, listen to me. I'm going to have to go along to the computer room for a while. Now, are there any technicians on just now? Do you know?
With the new fail-safe programming, we don't need night staff anymore.
All the better. Now, I'll work quicker alone, and it's certainly worth a try.
Look, Archie.
Now, I'm taking this working copy of the slow run with me. Hey, are you staying on?
Yes, of course. But, Archie, what happened? What do you want in the computer?
Listen, call it a day if you're tired, Julie. I can carry on with Harry.
Tired? Me? Archie, I'm bothered in case you... And you haven't had the soup. Don't get perturbed, Archie. Nothing's worth that. Nothing.
The heart of Tor Sands. Its core,
Its purpose, its life. The nuclear furnace.
We're due for a discharge of radioactive ash at 2215. The panel's just over here.
Well, I thought the computer looked after these purely mechanical operations these days.
I'd like to keep an eye on this one when I can. After all, the danger, if anything went wrong, is immense. As you may be aware, Mr. Claudius, radioactive ash is the most deadly substance known to man. It contains plutonium as an essential byproduct of fission, and exposure to as little as a 50th of a millionth of an ounce of that is fatal to human beings. Yes, the Geiger counter reading is tolerable.
Oh, I love the cool way you say it. What do you do if it's non-tolerable? Hmm? Just drop dead?
There isn't the remotest possibility of anything more than a minor leak from the furnace. To permit exposure on any serious scale, the tampers would have to be lifted.
Now, that's this mechanism here, controlling the doors, as it were.
Yes. And, of course, that never happens except when the furnace has been damped down and the radioactive ash removed. I'll just check the computer's readiness. Dr. Mary Bone... Voice imprint AX222. Forward operation confirmation.
Voice imprint positive. Identity positive. Forward operation nuclear furnace discharge. All systems A-OK. Malfunction nil.
Now, I'll never cease to wonder. He could even reflect on his own functions, which used to be the exclusive prerogative of certain higher apes. However, he's done a bland job on his baby, isn't he? Hmm? So what do you manage in the circumstances, of course?
I'm sorry.
Well, it seems that for some months now, everyone has known that the Fast Reactor program was going to be scrapped, thus rendering Tor Sands the teensiest bit déjà vu. Yet it's precisely in these last 8 weeks or so that he's installed his fail-safe devices and extended the automated responses.
We didn't know the fast reactor program was going to be scrapped, Mr. Claudius. We merely suspected the government might behave as obtusely and insolently as governments always behave towards scientists when they make significant advances.
Insolently? Sister, doctor, there's that old-time religion again.
Now, you listen to me.
It's what I came for. You had something to say to me, I believe.
Yes. Yes, of course. Mr. Claudius, the director is not sick, as you suggested a little while ago, but he is under a considerable strain just now. It's important to understand that.
So?
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't bother him about this signal business for the time being. Leave it for a few days. It would appear to have its mysterious aspects, I agree, but they can wait. You gain nothing by impatience.
Dr. Byrne, what are you talking about, please? Why is the director under a strain, precisely? I mean, what is going on?
Nothing is going on. And you are an insufferable person to deal with. The trouble is, you don't belong here. You have no respect for science, you don't understand its work, and you don't understand us.
You know, Doctor, I never thought of it like that before.
Like what?
A them and us situation, in which, according to the old adage, us knows it, but them doesn't.
Where on earth have you been?
Swan upping. Difficult this far from a river, though.
I've been trying to contact you all around the complex.
Which is precisely what I've been.
What?
After a rather esoteric little session with Dr. Bone down in the nuclear furnace, you know, that woman is trying to put me off inquiring any further into that signal we picked up.
But why?
God knows. Also, I've discovered the computer takeover of Tor Sands is now all but complete.
Look.
Well, it is. Creeping control of damn near every function this place is capable of. I've been and looked. Not only do we not need as much in the way of staff as we did previously, shortly human beings are going to be entirely redundant.
Oh, Harry.
Add to this the fact that the director is a raiding maniac, and you get an in-depth profile of our happy, adjusted family group.
Stop it, will you?
Overtired, under a strain. I'll take vanilla. He was sticking straws in his hair the whole time I was talking to him. If I'd had a spare belfry, I could have stocked it with bats for the winter.
That may be Archie. He went along to the computer room a while ago.
Well, what did he do that for?
I don't know, but he was excited about something. I was searching all over for you to tell you.
Hello? Archie?
Harry. You're back, are you? Oh, good. Great.
What's cooking, for goodness sake?
Now, listen to me. Now, don't mess about. Get along here as fast as you can. The computer room. I've done it.
You've done what?
It's solved the riddle. Broken what? The code. Oh, Harry, you were right. The There is a code on that signal, and we should have seen it straight off. We
Archie, now, calm down now.
It wasn't any old communications man shoot. I had to rely on the computer to check it all out for me and make sure, but the code, the message... look, Harry, it's big stuff. It is cloak and dagger. You'd better believe it.
All right, yes, I'll be straight there. Now, ease it off, will you?
There's the key, the cipher. Oh, you'd never guess it. No, I only got there because...
Archie.
What is it?
Wait a minute. No. Oh, God, I can't. Harry, for God's sake.
Archie.
What's happened?
It's the work of a gang. He's been shoved into Button B.
What? Oh, you creep. You have to wisecrack about everything. Look, give it to me. Archie, can you hear me? Answer me. Oh, what's happened? Oh, I should have gone with him. I shouldn't have left him alone.
What happened, Claudius? For the love of
Archie Chisholm had a heart condition, Dr. Rashley. He was pretty head up on the phone, as I told you. Then, when we got here to the computer room, well, he was lying on the floor, just over there, dead.
What was he doing in the computer room anyway? This is the principal outlet. What did he want here?
You weren't about. Or in anyone.
Hmm? Oh, I was up in the recreation room. If that's of any importance, chatting with Dr. Burns.
Oh, well, then you're working all night, too. Well, such industry is edifying, Doctor. If a trifle bewildering, when you consider there's a programmed automaton doing all the night work that could be regarded as necessary.
Claudius, these snide remarks about the computer are really getting a bit of a bore. Under the circumstances,
Now, I agree. We're concerned with just how poor Archie came to hand in his bucket and spade. The ignoble clunk as they slipped from his nerveless fingers echoes in the mind. He was working with the computer when he bought it. That much we know. Now, what do I suggest to the police? A cardiac arrest while reaching too energetically for the printout?
Police? Do police have to come in?
Oh, no. Come on. Sudden death, Dr. Rashley. An obligation to report.
Yeah. I don't suppose it wouldn't be possible to scrub round all that for a little a day, too.
Oh, you too, Doctor. Now, look, what are we waiting for at Tor Sands, The last leaf to fall?
I beg your pardon.
Dr. Bone wanted me to delay things, too. Stop investigating that signal we picked up with a meager point on it, of which, don't tell me you haven't heard.
Was that what your friend was working on with the computer when he died? An interpretation of that signal?
And if he was?
I'm not sure. Omega point. Claudius, that's bad business.
Oh?
Well, at least one hears things. One can't be sure, I suppose. It simply struck me as odd that when that conference in Louisville last December broke up in some disarray by all reports...
Yes?
No statement was issued. Nothing. And the records aren't available.
You tried to get them?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I've been worried about the director's state of mind for some time, just as you are now. Well, he was at Louisville in December.
Yes,
and
yes.
The change in him dates from his return.
And something's on as a consequence, Something's happening here and now. I mean, is that what you're trying to say?
At the conference, it seems there was a central group of scientists who dominated affairs, an international coordinated group. That we don't know precise names. Now, these men were responsible for most of the trouble that ensued because of their insistence on the notion that the only hope for the future of the world lay in the restructuring of man.
The restructuring of man?
Yes. Man is a faulty, imperfect being, you see. Unlike the dolphin, whom some call his superior. He is badly adapted to his environment and even works against it. His avarice and individualism bring him constantly to the edge of ruin. Well, the only way to deal effectively with all this is to change it. Fundamentally, man must be recreated.
I didn't know there was a hell of a lot of the original clay left lying about.
Well, the existing clay will do well enough. Biological and genetic engineering going hand in hand with planned cultural adjustment. Oh, yes. With an organized effort, the work could be got underway in a single generation.
Oh, but people would never stand for it, for God's sake. I mean, even governments wouldn't see it as a ready-made vote catcher.
Ordinary people mightn't know. Governments mightn't be told.
Your group of scientists is as powerful as that.
Well, now, see here, Claudius, don't put words into my mouth. I'm only saying what I've heard.
I see.
And suggesting... You be careful.
Yes, of course.
Well, if I presume you've made the appropriate arrangements about purchasing...
No, just wait a minute. You can't just open a can of beans like that and then just disappear slowly from the room.
It's always sage advice, don't you think? Precipitate action is generally bad action. And here and now, we surely don't want bad action.
Now, Dr. Rashleigh... Julie? Well, Julie, now what about that, Did you hear any of it? I mean, did it register?
Oh, please, Harry, not yet, not just yet.
Now, I'm being sworn off again, told to pull my head in. Rashleigh's right about one thing, though. We certainly won't have police around here till we've found out what the hell's going on. Look, I'll arrange it like that.
Archie is dead, Harry.
No, you won't, don't I know it. Which makes it top priority for us now to discover how he cracked that code. It's our one advantage, Julie. We know the signal is a code, and we know it can be cracked.
Just leave it all for a while, can't you?
Yes, but how did he crack it, though? How? I mean, any old communications man should have spotted the answer.
Understand?
That's what he said.
Heart is gone, that's all that matters.
Yes, we won't hold that against him. When you've got to go, you've got to go.
Are you sick in the head or something?
Now, listen, Julie.
For God's sake, Harry! How could you say a thing like that? I thought Archie was your friend. I thought you loved him as I did.
Oh, love... Oh, let's keep love at it. Love doesn't signify. Love is just a therapy against the pain in human affairs. Love is pulling the blanket up over your eyes so you won't have to live with a hangover.
Do you really believe things like that?
Oh, why not? They're more true than untrue. It's all a bit of a third-rate variety show when you boil it down, you know, Julie. The wise man learns early that it's better to throw the custard pies... then be hit in the bush by them.
Oh, this isn't about Archie at all. You're saying something about your divorce, aren't you?
Again.
But it was an earth-shattering experience for you. She was a bitch. And all you can think to do as a result is slink back into your shell and lick your wounds till you salt to death.
No. I mean, but what makes you say a thing like that?
Would they tell you any different in the information department?
No, you get that. Just you get this. You get it straight. My divorce was... Well, it wasn't any earth-shattering experience. No, it wasn't. I was just the opposite, really. A non-event, a great big zero. Well, she was no bitch. We just ran out of gas on a rather pointless journey together in the dark. And then she went off to hunt for a bus stop while I stayed with the car.
Why?
I don't know. At the time, nobody told me I'd have to answer questions afterwards.
Did you go on staying with the car, still?
No, well, one of these days it could be morning, you know. Or, of course, the AA patrol could happen by...
Harry, it doesn't make sense.
Probably not. But then what does, Me feeling about as meaningful as a coke in a rugby club around Tor Sands, for instance. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Archie dying as he did. I mean, that is downright perverse.
What did you say?
Over there, you know, Julie, where Archie fell. There are some curious marks on the floor.
Marks? What kind of marks?
Well, I developed a certain pedestrian flair for security work, despite an absence of true vocation. Scuff marks. But at one point, a heel jabbed down hard, I'd say, as though there could have been a struggle. No, nothing yet. Now, dead cool, Julie, dead cool. We're going to find out, as a priority, how Archie cracked that code. Right?
Of course, Harry. Yes. I understand. As a priority.
So, Julie, what permutation that time?
Well, I can get you an exact figure if it's important. The computer does its own selecting and rejecting, but of course it only presents possible translations of the code. In real terms, we could have had thousands of permutations.
Now, in that last phone call, Archie said he had to rely on the computer, checking and making sure to make his breakthrough. Now, what did he mean by that exactly?
God knows. Maybe the computer put a bomb under him, set off spontaneous generation in the grey matter.
Hmm?
Well, Poor Archie may not have been any genius, but he certainly knew something about all this that we don't. Oh, I say, that code doesn't answer to any cipher system known to man.
What time is it?
12:30.
You must be tired.
Don't start that again. Hold it. Here's another one.
Still double Dutch. If anything, the soup seems to be getting thicker rather than thinner.
Is this developing a personality, though?
Huh?
Well, the voice, wouldn't you say? If only it would talk sense, you could mistake it for an announcer on crew platform or a politician.
God help British Rail in England.
Harry, what if it's not meant to break down into English at all, but some other language, French, Russian?
Well, Archie didn't speak any foreign language.
Oh, right. Talk sense, you could mistake it for an announcer on crew platform or a politician.
God help British Rail in England.
Harry, what if it's not meant to break down into English at all, but some other language, French, Russian?
Well, Archie didn't speak any foreign language.
Oh, well, yes.
Is it you?
Dr. Czerny.
I see it is. Quite so. May I ask why you are using a computer channel without permission, please? Don't you know this is forbidden without the express consent of the director?
It is. Since when?
Of late. We've had to regulate the operations of the computer very precisely, Mr. Claudius. Otherwise, we could have program conflicting with program and malfunction as a result.
Dr. Bone. Well, what more natural. You've been checking up on me, of course. For longer than I think, perhaps. I mean, I've had this rum feeling for weeks now that someone's been peering over my shoulder. Also sticking pins into my wax image. All right for wax, are you, Dr. Bone? Oh, come to that. How's your image? Next time you appeared on TV, I
what?
Thought...
I will not have disobedience. It is intolerable. You leave Thor Sands in the morning.
Leave.
Dr. Czerny, that's ridiculous. Mr. Claudius and I were only using the computer channel...
Please, leave. I've asked for help and cooperation. You refuse to give it to me. Why? If you had to make my decisions, would you make them better, do you think? Would you call my decisions wrong? All my life I've served science. I will not cease to serve it now. That man need not have died.
But Archie Chisholm.
The director was naturally very upset to hear of Mr. Chisholm's heart attack, Mr. Claudius.
Heart attack? It was that, was it? I mean, we're certain.
Well, what else?
Well, you tell me. I mean, construct me a scenario, Doctor, in which all the odd things about tonight and Tor Sands generally come together in a logical whole, and the loose ends are tied off with computer tape. I mean, all I can see at the moment are isolated, confusing facts. As, for instance, that our beloved director here is as nutty as an almond grove.
What? This is...
Oh, yes, Dr. Czerny, in good old-fashioned non-scientific terms, you're on the twist. I mean, a fool could see it. And being manipulated by Dr. Bone as a consequence.
You really are a contemptible person. It would give you pleasure to behave like this.
Yet why, Director? Something to do with the fact that you think Gina's man is in such a god-awful mess he can only be saved by restructuring program, perhaps?
You! How dare you!
Stop this at once! It's impossible!
Yes, but you, Dr. Bone, now you... believe man to be made over, don't you? Man, for his own good, needs to be forced into new forms and ways. Man who has betrayed science. The friend testified.
Be silent! What? What is that?
It's the signal. We've been putting it through the computer for cipher scanning.
No, stop it! At once!
Dr. Czerny!
Stop it, I say! Give me help! Not hindrance! I won't listen!
Wait, please! Intercept procedure. Dr. Mary Bone, voice imprint, code AX222. Abort cipher scanning operation. This is a non-reversible imperative. Repeat. Non-reversible.
Voice imprint positive. Identity positive. Abort procedure. Non-reversible imperative.
I remarked before that you're a very cruel man, Mr. Claudius.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also a very stupid one. You'll never get any sense out of that signal. Never.
Then why stop me working on it?
It's nothing but disassociated sounds. And you haven't the least concept of the priorities of Tor Sands. Not the least.
Disassociated sounds. That was what Archie said.
It's the director's birthday next week, Dr. Byrne. Will you get him the straitjacket, or shall I?
Hmm? It was. Disassociated sounds.
But he needs something to stop him picking at those knots, lashing him to the helm.
I tell you, Archie said just that, Harry. Then he said, by the Lord in heaven, that couldn't be it, could it? And raced along to the computer room.
So what did he mean? Any bright suggestions?
Not really, no. He's got to mean something, obviously.
It's all got to mean something. Like why people want to scare us off just for a few days. Why they have to invent new house rules and build in non-reversible impedities to keep us off the computer. Yeah, I could go to Cherney's head, of course. No, it's possible. I mean, Tor Sands is a classified establishment.
Why don't you then?
Because it would take time. The Home Secretary seldom uncoils like a bloody spring. And time seems to be what we haven't got plenty of. There's something on, Julie. I felt it from the start. Something happening, approximately. And whatever it is, we've got... Now, hold on.
Yes?
Disassociated sound.
Yes, that's what I said.
And any old communications man should have seen it. Why, Julie. Julie, that's it.
What?
It must be, mustn't it? Now, listen. We've taken it for granted all along that the code on that signal is a verbal code, right?
Mm.
Now, that's to say the words are scrambled up and need deciphering.
Yes, what else?
Well, why shouldn't it be a vocal code?
Vocal
well,
code?
In which the sounds are scrambled up, as though you took Olivier declaiming once more under the breach or something and moved all the vowels and consonants about until you had a regular Chinese puzzle of a sound. Well, that would make a hell of a code. I mean, you'd never crack that by conventional means. I mean, even a computer wouldn't have a chance without the specialized information to get it in the groove.
Harry.
And I'll tell you something else. It's been dawning on me that that voice on that signal...
What?
Wait. Now, what's that?
It was...
Yes, the corridor. Yes. I'm there. No, don't rush off. Not so soon. We were just getting to know each other.
Claudius.
Come in, Dr. Ashley. Well... I'll be an ignoramus. All that higher education and expertise in electronics, and yet you finish up listening at keyholes. I tell you, they're crying in the comprehensives.
Yes, well, I apologize. I'm very sorry. It seems you've realized it's a vocal code on the signal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just about come to that conclusion, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do I do first? Frisk your mind for ideas?
What does he want, Harry?
For science or for the race of men? Well, that seems to be the tension we're gradually building up.
It shouldn't be a tension. Never. It's immoral that it ever becomes so. If it has become so. Oh, I don't know anything for sure.
Well, I'll find a couple of sponsors and I'll let you join the club.
Now, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
The computer here at Tor Sands is my concern, my creation. Do you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
But quite recently, it's begun to seem to me that someone may be using it for, well, alien purposes.
You mean it's smuggling in Pakistanis on the side?
Oh, please, I'm entirely serious.
But why didn't you get serious before? Why wait till now?
Well, I wasn't sure of you before.
Well, what's changed? And why did you try to make me dilly-dally? Tell me to be careful.
Because you could have ruined everything with boneheaded action. Whatever's happening, if anything's happening, it's subtle, shadowy. We must all proceed with great caution.
All?
What do you want from Harry, Doctor?
If it is a vocal code on the signal, as we suspect, then we're certainly not going to break it without the computer's aid. The permutations on spoken sounds could be almost infinite. But you've been forbidden the computer. Well, I'll provide you with a channel. Feed it through here to the monitoring section and help you run the program.
You do that?
I have to. You see, Claudius, when I spoke to you earlier about that group of scientists at the Louisville conference who advocated the restructuring of man, I wasn't being completely candid with you.
Oh.
I wasn't telling you all I knew.
Ah.
For instance, that Dr. Cherney was a convinced and important member of the group.
Dr. Cherney?
Yes.
How can you be sure of it?
Dr. Byrne told me. In some kind of outburst, the director's emotional disturbance grows steadily more critical as it...
Oh, I like that. Oh, yes, I do. I like emotional disturbance.
Yes, well, he confided in her, apparently.
Oh, then you're asking us to believe Dr. Byrne is on the side of the angels, too.
Mm-hmm. Please. The Omega Point group of scientists is still a cohesive body, Claudius, and they would seem to be capable, just as you suggested, of supra-governmental action. Now, all this is coming to a head, in some way, here, soon. Perhaps tonight.
No. Dr. Byrne was leading the director around by the hand before, and it was she, more than anyone else, who got me off the computer by installing her non-reversible imperative.
The imperative I can deal with. As for the rest, well, perhaps it was just for the sake of appearances. In his present state of mind, the director is unpredictable.
Oh.
Look, for goodness sake, Claudius. You've got to trust someone, haven't you?
Well, trust is a recognized function. Weak and fallible human beings, I agree. And I seem to be all for weak and fallible human beings tonight. All right, Judy, I'll get it on the extension.
Dr. Ashley? Mm.
Yes. Hello, Claudius, here?
Claudius?
Hmm.
The director, come quickly.
Oh, why?
At once, it's most urgent. I'll be on gate 5 of the complex.
Gate 5? No, no, no.
Don't talk now. Tell no one, it's quickly.
For Pete's sake, what? Hello? Hello?
You all right, Jerry? No trouble?
No, nothing at all, no. Dr. Ashley, I've decided to take you up on your offer. As you say, I have to trust someone.
Splendid. I'll arrange for the computer channel at once.
Yes, you do that. Oh, meantime, I've got a couple of minor matters to attend to. You'll have to forgive me for a little while. I'm trying to get out. Not in, old fabrication. I mean, doesn't it make a difference,
Voice imprint and identity procedure. Comment.
Oh, fat-headed damn machine. Harry Claudius, voice imprint code CX333. Exit requested.
Voice imprint positive. Identity positive. Exit procedure.
Well, where is he, I wonder? Hanging from the cliffs by the rags of his sanity?
Claudius! Claudius!
Director? Come out. Come out. Wherever you are.
I'm over here. In my car.
Well... ill met by dawnlight, or words to that effect.
Thank you for coming, Claudius. Yes. Thank you very much. You told no one as I asked.
Not a soul.
I'm grateful. I'm going on a journey, you see. Yes, a long journey. But first I wanted to speak to someone. I thought of you.
But where are you going? And does anyone know about it? I mean, Dr. Bone, Dr. Rashley?
You know by now, I'm one of what they call the Omega Point group of scientists. You've learned that.
Well, let's just say it slipped out over the teacups.
I believe in the restructuring of man. Yes. You think all that evil, of course. Wicked, arrogant.
Well, I mean,
I know. As man is made, so man must remain. You don't have to believe in God to believe God did his work well. But that's foolishness. Idiocy. Man is flawed, maimed, and the work of science is to heal what is sick and strengthen what is weak in every sphere. Therefore...
Dr. Czerny, if you've dragged me out here just to listen
to
all this...
No, I'm sorry. There is something else, something much more important I want you to know. How I came to feel as I do.
But why? And why me?
Because soon I must leave on my journey. And somebody must report me accurately afterwards.
Well, you could have written a letter, couldn't you? Done a radio phone-in?
The work of science. All my life I have done the work of science, Claudius. No matter how hard it was. When I was young, just beginning to study, the Nazis marched into my homeland of Czechoslovakia. There was murder, imprisonment, injustice. After they had gone, the communists took power. Still murder, imprisonment, injustice. Man, you see,
The fault lay in man. My studies showed me the possibility of harmony, peace, and perfection in the natural order. While out there in the streets, with his unchecked greed and violence, was nature's greatest failure, man, the upright, vicious ape.
Well, I only got taken for national service, but still, I knew some NCOs like that.
Don't you see? It has gone far enough at long last. This century has known more evil and bloodshed than all the other ages of the world put together. Well, we must make a change in all that now. Now, while there is still time. Soon it will be too late.
But how? I mean, that's what I don't figure in this whole crazy business. I mean, what do you mean to do in practice? I mean, man is man, isn't he? You can't precisely tear up the blueprints and start again.
We can do the next best thing. If you'd like to know, nothing can stop what we mean to do now. No. The Omega Point plan is already a reality. The restructuring of man has begun. Well, yes. Tonight is a chosen moment, a turning point in human history. Tomorrow, everything will be different.
Now, Director, Dr. Cherney, let's talk about this like sane human being, shall we? Well, I'm glossing over that word sane.
Long process. Secret. Imperceptible. 50 bases throughout the world. Laboratories, hospitals, sociological centers.
50 bases? The Omega Point plan is to be implemented through 50 separate bases throughout the world.
Soon to be 100. 1,000. When the other scientists, those fools who rejected us at Louisville, see what we're able to do in the laboratories. Genetic engineering. Development of the strain already in existence that will alter the character of man. Programming out his aggression, his greed, and stupid individualism.
You're on the level. I mean, all this can be done.
In the hospitals, the requisite surgery imposing new genetic structure on newborn infants, the adult young, a wide range of unsuspecting subjects. Later, biological surgery too. Reconciling man to his physical environment so that he will no longer war against it. And elsewhere all the time, the achieving of educational and cultural control. Doing away with all those illusion sources that have bemused and betrayed man ever since he emerged from the evolutionary mire. Art, philosophy, religion. A comprehensive program, you see. A life's work. Completed.
Completed?
I must begin my journey.
You're not sticking around to break a bottle of champagne over the bows as the ship slides down the runway? Hmm? Oh, that's contrary. You do know you're mad, don't you, Doctor? Hmm? You're not blinding yourself to that little reality anymore.
I'm not mad. Don't say such things to me.
No, come on. You've driven yourself mad. All this moody reflection on the insufficiency of man, the ghastliness of human history. Too much for the enfeebled brain, Doctor. Now, Baron Frankenstein had something of the same problem, as I recall. Now, you should have been out in the fresh air. Somewhere where there was a cricket pitch.
Please, I must leave in peace. Oh, please.
Oh, that cry of no cooperation, no help from God or man. Oh, that's the mark of a paid-up paranoid down the ages. You cannot run away from it, Dr. Cherney.
I'm not running away. I have served science faithfully.
Now, look, how is the Omega Point program to be triggered off exactly? I mean, how?
Stop it! I will not listen to you.
That signal we picked up. Now, is that something to do with it? And the other Omega Point science?
I am not mad!
Who are they? Their names. You damn maniac! You might as well tell me! Where do you think you're going anyway? God almighty! The cliff!
Well. You've got to go. You know, Dr. Bone was right. I'm cruel. Julie was right. I'm a creep. Perhaps we need the Mark II after all. Yeah. Perhaps we do.
the car over the cliff, you say, Mr. Claudius? Right into the sea?
Mm-hmm. With an accuracy of aim and singleness of purpose seldom demonstrated in life, Dr. Bowe. We shall miss such incisiveness.
Oh, this is dreadful. Oh, I knew he hadn't been himself for some time, of course, but...
Never dreamt a fanatical commitment to the restructuring of man had driven him off his trolley. Quite. Yes, I seem to remember you said something of the sort before. But Dr. Rashleigh tells me you're a goodie after all.
I beg your pardon?
Well, beneath that harsh exterior, there beats the heart of a warm human nuclear furnace designer. Welcome to the Elks, Dr. Bird. How's your golf these days? Hmm? Oh, if you don't care for golf, can I borrow the club?
I take it the emergency can be called off.
Mm-hmm. I've notified the police. No escape from that this time. They'll handle everything when they come.
Intercept procedure. Dr. Mary Bone, voice imprint code AX222. Abort emergency. Abort.
Voice imprint positive. Identity positive. Abort emergency.
Oh, Dr. Rashleigh's lending a hand with the interpretation of that signal, incidentally.
Indeed.
Yes, he feels so strongly that it might break down into sense, after all, that he's reversed your non-reversible imperative. I don't know how that's done, but then I never got beyond Pythagoras on the mathematical side. Still, it's mostly academic now, isn't it?
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Why, with poor Cherney no longer in our midst, the priorities at Tor Sands become business as usual, nothing else for it.
Mr. Claudius, It may not have escaped your attention that I don't particularly like you.
Yes, I have begun to wonder. But it said on the side of the bottle the deodorant would alter all that.
But if I'm compelled to admit now that I was wrong in mistrusting you before, then at least I don't have to provide my reasons for having done so. Are you accusing me of something?
Merely requesting clarification. Poor Mad Cherney was under the impression nothing could now stop the Omega Point program going forward. Now, I think that is why he killed himself. Now, can you confirm or deny?
Why should I know anything about it, whatever? I've simply been concerned throughout to find out what I could, like Dr. Rashleigh and you. Now, if you'll forgive me, Mr. Claudius, the nuclear furnace.
Oh, my, what a deal of attention it needs. No wonder you labor through the night.
The director's death lays certain additional obligations on me. I really must go.
Bye, Doc.
Yes, Miss Ross. I believe we're very nearly there. Series 18, didn't we call this?
Series 18. That's right, Dr. Rashleigh.
Then I'll build in the relevant coordinates and program accordingly. This is the cipher at last. Feel sure of it. Everything else answers. There you go.
Fingers crossed.
Pointer. Priority. Imperative.
Yes, Doctor. Yes, that's it. Understandable words. We've won.
I'll stop, coordinate the hole, then run it at normal speed.
Oh, it's remarkable. For a while there, I almost lost the faith, I'm afraid. We seemed a generation away from the solution.
Yeah, we were lucky. The sound scrambling could have been completely wild, but it responded to a pattern.
Hello there. Any luck yet?
Harry, oh yes. Yes, we've just broken the code.
Well, what took you so long? Oh. What does it say?
We're just getting that operation now. Hold on.
Hey, what was that emergency a few minutes ago?
No? No, nothing to worry about. You could say Omega Point stocks took a sudden dive. A long one.
What?
Oh, my jokes get sicker and sicker, also weaker and weaker. A casual observer might say I was asking for the bird.
This is it. Right.
Omega pointer. Omega pointer. Priority imperative. Stand by computer channel. Code LXF to LXF 50. Schematic program Omega point plan. And first action directive will be transmitted March 15th, 0330 hours. Repeating, March 15th, 0330 0 hours. All channels to remain open. Authorization codes DL555/AX222. Message ends. Omega point.
Oh, why after all that? All that? It's just a kind of alert. The information we want is to follow.
On the contrary, Julie, it tells us plenty. The voice of a Tor Sands computer. Right, Rashleigh? As I was beginning to suspect. And linked to 50 other computers throughout the world.
LXF to LXF50, Omega point computer.
There to receive the entire schematic program and first action directives March 15th, 0330 hours, sound coded and sped up just like this signal.
Presumably.
But Harry, March 15th, 0330 hours? That's in about 30 minutes from now.
Why, so it is. You better reach me down my gun belt, girlie. Me and the Tor Sands computer. It's been a coming a long time.
Claudius, a computer can only do what it's instructed to do. It has no other capacity.
Yet, we've some information on that point, too, haven't we? Hmm? The authorization codes are DL555 and AX222.
DL555? That's Dr. Churley's code.
Well, yes.
And AX222?
Is Dr. Bone. Quite. Alone at the helm now and attending to the nuclear phase. I'd better handle this myself in the first instance. For the rest, the plan. You know, Dr. Bone, the real difference between you and me is that I seek relevance.
Oh,
whereas you seek revolution. I'd be perfectly happy to sit knocking back the wine of life, if only I could lay my hands on enough of the stuff. But you feel a need to heave the whole suspect vintage out and brew up a new, even more dubious substance.
What are you doing in the furnace room, please? Surely you know entry is restricted.
I'm here as chief of security. You've cracked the code on that signal at last, Doctor. At 0330 hours, a blanket Omega point instruction is going out to a gaggle of foreign computers, all waiting with circuits flapping. Now that puts the show on the road. You believe you can relax.
I find it remarkably difficult to understand what you're saying to me at times, you know.
Yes, I'm sure.
You seem to have Omega point on the brain. That is perhaps inadvisable. Look what happened to poor Dr. Journey.
Oh, go on. He saved you a nasty job.
I beg your pardon.
If he hadn't driven himself off the cliffs, would you have given him a shove, Doctor?
Hmm?
You'd be capable of it, wouldn't you? He had what passed for a conscience about what he was doing. He might have blown the gap at any time. Yet you couldn't go on leading him around forever.
Excuse me. Computer response.
Nuclear furnace check positive. Malfunction nil.
Oh, yes. The professional front is perfect, Doctor. But you are at your post.
Radioactive ash is still being deposited. It could be extremely dangerous if there were the least suggestion of malfunction.
Oh, come on. Let's give each other a break. I'll stop playing smartly if you all just cough like a lady should. I mean, Tor Sands is a bit of a forgotten project, government-wise, right? The fast reactor simply hasn't been developed elsewhere. Also, by some stroke of bureaucratic whimsy, the place is fully computerized. What better home base than a secret, worldwide, comprehensive Omega Point plan?
Oh, controlled and monitored by the computer, you're suggesting?
Well, of course. The less you have directly to do with it, the better. Imperatives can be hidden in a busy computer. You've even been deliberately building in fail-safe devices, so that there will be both more surface activity and less staff around to spot what really lay behind it.
Dr. Rashleigh has been doing that, if anyone...
Oh, yes. Nudged in the right direction by you and Turney. Dr. Byrne. I'm trying to tell you that the jig's up. Now, whether you admit anything or not, Rashleigh will simply intercept on the computer and stop that 0330 Omega Point imperative from being implemented.
Well, now, Claudius, I wouldn't like you to think that that's the only way things could turn out.
Dr. Rashleigh?
What's the time now? 0316, yes. Actually, I've time-locked the doors to this furnace room here so that they won't open again till 0400. By that time, I should think the Omega Point imperative will be safely transmitted and the new era of human history successfully launched. Don't you agree, Dr. Bone?
The arrangements seem perfectly satisfactory, Dr. Rashleigh.
Bless my paws and whiskers, Dr. Spence. Have I been a bit of a bunny,
Oh, please don't think too badly of yourself.
And the door's time-locked, you say?
In case of a radioactive leak, the various sections of Tor Sands need to have a device for securely closing them off. The entire complex is similarly fitted up.
Oh, but don't put my faith in fallen rabbits.
Well, trust is a function of weak and fallible human beings, and make no mistake, we do need them up too.
We tried to warn you off the whole Omega Point area from the beginning, you know, but you seemed unable to take our hints.
So we have to become a bit more subtle, shadowy.
Even to helping me crack the signal code?
Even to controlling the cracking of it, so that you couldn't possibly find out too much too soon. But the most uncanny mischance that you stumbled on the signal in the first place.
And Archie? Archie Chisholm?
That was unfortunate. He arrived at the truth a lot sooner than anyone could have predicted, you see. He was on the internal phone to you in high excitement when I happened to walk into the computer room. Naturally, I had to restrain his enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And in the circumstances, it meant a physical restraint. I tried not to be too forceful. But because of his heart.
Come on. Look, you killed him. Then you are capable of murder in defense of your plans, you Omega Point people. Will that be a characteristic of the Mark II as well?
The choice is between survival of the species and extinction, Mr. Claudius. What are you calling for? Universal war? Chaos? Destruction of the environment? Or the occasional necessary elimination of an obstacle to human progress?
That's a funny way to describe someone like Archie Chisholm. And I suppose, as a weak and fallible human being, I'd say the violence and the greed we have always with us. But we'd better be nice to each other on a personal level, or we're dead.
Oh, that's factual.
Oh, yes. I'm standing up for the balmy as well as the imperfect tonight. Oh, I am asking for the bird. Now, how much more of this kind of material can the audience take?
That'll be for you, Claudius.
Who is it? Robin Day? It's your line to the rescue?
It will be for you.
Well, Claudius.
Harry? Harry?
Why, naturally. Nothing left to chance, Julie. Nothing at all.
What? The doctor rashly said he had to go along to his office for a few minutes, but he...
Now, just listen to me. There's something you've got to do. It's something urgent. Now, are you still linked through to the computer there?
Of course she isn't, and even if she were, it wouldn't help. The computer will only answer to intercept procedures from me and Dr. Bone. That 0330 imperative will not be stopped, Claudius.
Harry, what is it you want me to do?
Nothing. Forget it, Julie. Just think beautiful thoughts. Oh, and keep sending to the Society for Distressed Security Chiefs. The weak and fallible need all the help they can get tonight.
Harry.
So, Ashley, the 0330 imperative will not be stopped unless you or Dr. Byrne intercept on the computer.
And we're neither of us likely to do that, I think you'd agree.
Yet it must be stopped. I don't believe you people are remotely representative of the human race, or even of the scientific establishment. We're most of us happy in our... grubby imperfection. Happy. And the entire Omega Point plan going out to 50 scattered computers. Why? Oh, that builds it in, so to say. Though it may be frustrated in one place, it can continue to worm away in another. It's there, active, like a virus released into the atmosphere.
You could say that's a general idea.
Yes.
There'll be little frustration, however, even of a minor nature. And only you or Miss Ross could achieve that. And in the circumstances, you've become... obstacles to human progress.
Which gives me an idea of my own. Time locked into the nuclear furnace room, as we are, it's time we sprung a radioactive leak, don't you think? Now, this mechanism here, wasn't it?
God, Bob, stop him. He's lifting the tank.
You crazy fool. Even 60 seconds exposure to radiation.
Get through to the computer and intercept. There's still time. 0324.
Stop him.
No, Doctor, my turn to order human history. Forgive the violence, the selfishness, and individualism. It was a Sunday punch, though, wasn't it? Over to you, Dr. Bone. Tampers lifted. Pure plutonium streaming out of us. Now, will you intercept?
Oh, you're utterly mad! Intercept procedure. Dr. Marybone, voice imprint AX222. Abort 0330 hours, imperative.
Abort Omega Point program. Destruct tapes and inhibit memory banks.
No! You can't ask that! You
can't! Plutonium, Doctor, the deadliest substance known to man.
Abort Omega Point program. Destruct tapes. Inhibit memory banks. Priority imperative.
Voice imprint positive. Identity positive. Abort Omega Point program. Destruct tapes. Inhibit memory banks. Priority imperative.
Now, for God's sake, those tampers.
B victory for the weak and fallible, Doctor. Not to mention the bomb. When I report all this to the next meeting of lame brains and all of...
Wait!
What is it?
The Geiger counters. Oh, God, can't you hear? Registering the level of radioactivity. It's far above tolerance. Look at the readings. Oh, you stupid, death of a fool, can't you understand? You've killed us.
A bit of a mistake, it seems. Criminal weakness, lethal fallibility.
You killed us! It's impossible to withstand a pop problem to that order. You don't feel anything, but you're dying. Dying. The door's got something to be done.
Mark, too, would have figured things out much more sensibly, wouldn't he? Perhaps we do need him after all. But I've done an evil thing. Well, it's true, you don't feel anything. You don't even know anything. Oh, but what a way to get the bird. What a way to go.
Priority communication. Priority communication. Personal message. Personal message. Julie Rock. Monitoring section. Message commences.
Julie, by the time you hear this recording, I expect I'll be up there in that great music hall in the sky, where the pratfalls leave no bruises and the jokes fail not. I did a deal with a computer. I promised never to confuse another of its operations as long as I lived, if only it would pass this message on to you. So we finish up square. I'm feeling a bit dopey now. It's the only bad effect, it seems. Oh, Rashleigh has already stepped out on his journey into the unknown, I think. Dr. Bone will probably go about the time I do. Thought brilliant. Tragic woman. You know, with a bit more luck, she could have gone a long way. And I wish she'd start now.
Harry.
I just wanted you to know two things, Juliet. First, I finally found a kind of relevance at Torsand. About doing this, I mean. On the level. Making a damn fool, idiotic stand against the whole box and dice. The efficiency, the programming, the predictability, the perfection. Oh, yes. Yeah, perfection is the enemy. It's funny how you come... to see that at length. When man was born to be a mess and a muddle, and... He wouldn't be the same without it. I mean, the Mark II would have been, but not of our kind. That's why you've got to put down any attempt to resurrect him, Julie. That's why you've got to tell the world about them. Omega boy. Now, listen. Listen. The second thing is, I know now why I stayed down the dark road with the car. Because all that was a mess, you see. My mess. My muddle. The divorce. My whole damn life. And I needed to assert my right to me, a filthier foul-up as the next man. I mean, is that crazy? Remember, would it stand up in court? Oh, come to that. Would I stand up in court? I feel as though I went on the boot polish after the gin ran out.
Was it Guy Harris?
Maybe it would have been morning, sooner than I thought. Maybe you would have helped me to see the sunrise. But lights are going out now. I didn't mean to be a creep about Archie, Julie. It's exactly the same for me. I mean, if that means anything. There's no other comment possible. When you gotta go.
Priority communication and
in Omega Point by Bruce Stewart, Dinsdale Landon played Harry Claudius, Sidney Taffler, Dr. Cherney, Rosalind Adams, Julie, Henry Stamper, Archie Chisholm, Hayden Jones, Dr. Rashleigh, and Anne Jameson, Dr. Mary Bone. Anthony Smee was the computer voice, and effects were specially created by Roger Lim of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The producer was Sean McLaughlin.